All right, it's time for a fishing report, and finally, we're out. It's been a while since we've been out, and what a beautiful day.
Some fresh air.
Yeah. I was driving by and saw a guy standing in the river, and I go, huh, I want, and right visible, and I thought, it kind of looks like Leaf, and by golly, but you're fishing, but you're not really fishing.
Yeah, I'm fishing, but I'm working. I'm working fishing, and I'm...
You're a lucky guy.
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. I'm trying to get just a little bit more brood stock for the hatchery. Really, the brood stock is filled, and we're just trying to get a few more for a study that we're doing, a few more of these hatchery fish, and, you know, really any of the hatchery fish that we can get out of here, still get them out of here. Always trying to get the wild fish spawning in greater numbers out here and try to build that run. And so, that's what I'm actually doing.
Yeah. And, well, I was looking at the river. It's high, but actually there's no season on the river right now.
Right. Yeah, it is closed. It'll open back up on Memorial Day. Now it's a nice, easy one to remember. All rivers in the state, it was about 2 or 3 years ago they changed it. All rivers in the state now open on Memorial Day. So it's a nice, you know, golden rule change there, easy to remember.
Which means lakes are coming.
It's opening weekend for lakes this weekend. I can see everybody's coming into town. Yeah. I see trailers and boats and happy faces, and they should be, because I think we can expect another great season in these lowland lakes. You know, last year Little Twin was just insane, and Buzzard and Frost, you know, and just a few of these local ones really shined last year, and I'm looking forward to getting back in there myself.
Well, I noticed on Facebook there that you'd taken a Lahontan safari.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got CP over there. This year, it's been a good year for he and I. We got him his first steelhead, and now we got him his first Lahontan, and man, he got the fish of the day with this big buck. Yeah, and you know, the great part about it was it was his first Lahontan, and he got it on the dry, which is really pretty rare. There were a lot of calabatus, mayflies, chronomids, and midges coming off, and we just, you know, after a while, you can only see so many noses come up before you want some of that. And
yeah.
I managed to get into one and lost it on the dry. He landed that big sucker on the dry, and I can say right now that's probably the best way, because they were seeing us cast. They're very wary of line. Even when we tried to strip just a little, they'd see the main line and run away. But if you can set something out there that's nice and still with your dries, I'd go like a 4X, a small clear tippet, you know, and if you can just have it sitting there, like we kind of talked about in the past, and wait for them to come by, you kind of get their little beat down, you figure out where they're going to be going through, and man, it can just be super fun. And we were doing the same thing I was telling you about. We'd take a stab at some and then maybe miss them, and you could just kind of run back away from the lake and then up beach in front of them and put it in front of them again and get another shot at the same group of fish.
So they're just cruising in a school.
Yeah, we saw one pod of 15 and a lot of pods of a half dozen or, you know, two or three. And I think people for the next couple of weeks can expect to see bunches of fish.
So you're saying through the month?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it's a guessing game.
They're going to get closer to spawn. So you're going to have a group of fish that are obviously coupled up and trying to dig. And I would just leave those fish alone. But if you see packs of fish that are still moving around, especially the ones putting their noses up still to eat, those are the ones that you're going to want to target. Not only are they going to be more accepting, but you just don't want to bother those other ones while they're trying to get their eggs out. And, you know, maybe they can make a fish come up out of that gravel.
Right on.
If you guys need any more information, you know, the spring is heating up. It's going to be super awesome. Just drop me a line or check out the blog at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. MetHow Fishing Adventures keeps it up to date as much as we can. And you can even listen to our podcast, to this report right here. So, hey, everybody, enjoy that spring. Get together and get your fish on.